Liza Donahue, and I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm a grandma. That's my occupation.
Liza, can you tell me a bit about how you first came to know about Ashton Court Mansion?
Well, I was lucky enough to be awarded the privilege of painting a grommet for the Grommet Unleashed 2 trail in 2018. My grommet was painted with lots of animals that were threatened with extinction, and it was decided that it was going to be put at Ashton Court on show for the summer of 2018. So I became involved with Ashton Court then.
And did you have any choice in the selection?
None at all, but I was delighted with it because it fitted in with Ashton Court. And then my sponsors, ETEX Building Performance, they decided that with the use of the animals, they were going to hold a safari in the Rose Garden here. And the children, for the price of 50p, I think it was, could buy clues and they could go round the Rose Garden and fill in pieces of paper, and all the money from that went to the charity as well.
And what did it feel like having an exhibition?
Well, that was wonderful. For 2 weeks, no, 3 weeks, I think it was, I had an exhibition of my art here, which you know, was very exciting and fun to talk to people about my work, and lots of people came through, I'm pleased to say, to have a look at Ashton Court inside. And on the way, they had to look at my paintings.
What was your highlight of your residency?
What was the highlight? Do you know what? I think it was actually getting to know Ashton Court. I've sort of been Ashton Court institutionalised. I love the place. I feel I want it to work. I want it to be renovated. I want it to be flourishing again as it was in the 80s, early 80s. And I want someone to do that.
And did you hear any interesting stories of Ashton Court during your time here?
Oh, yes. There's the ghost near the loos downstairs in the Great Hall.
What did you hear about the ghost?
Well, there's a woman, apparently. She just wanders around by the loos downstairs. And in fact, there was one woman who came to visit Ashton Court who couldn't go to the loo because she was so scared. She had to be escorted each time because of the ghost. So that was interesting. We also discovered the Roman mosaic at the entrance to the Great Hall, which I was hoping that the council would perhaps take note of and cover up rather than allow people to walk over it. But unfortunately, they haven't. And what else did I discover? I was fortunate enough to be allowed to go upstairs to the derelict area. And that I found absolutely incredible, very moving, lots of wonderful stuff up there that could be renovated and should be. And wallpaper, panelling, cupboards, fireplaces, just gorgeous. And something should be done about it.
What would you like to see happen to Ashton Court in the future?
Well, I like the fact that it's got the Arts Mansion at the moment, and I think that could be increased. There could be art shows here, there could be teaching here, there could be exhibitions. There also could be weddings, there could be conferences, there could be dinners. I mean, it could be absolutely flourishing. It really could. In fact, I know someone who in the early 70s performed cabaret in the music room to people having dinner there, and every single night it was packed.
What do you think has contributed to Ashton Court becoming as disused as it was?
Well, there's only one thing really, isn't it? Isn't there the council? They don't seem to care. And it's Bristol City Council, and although it's in North Somerset, and I don't know why, but they just don't care. I'm sure that if they worked hard enough, they could find enough people to invest and make this place thriving, as indeed it was in the 80s. I remember somebody telling me that one day they had two weddings here, one in the garden and one in the music room, and the kitchen, which is huge and gorgeous and complete and disused, not used, but could be, managed to cook for two separate weddings. There could be plays, concerts in the garden outside. There could be a cinema, an outdoor cinema in the summer. There's masses of things you could do with this place.
What do you think it needs to make that happen?
Someone with a lot of time and ambition to get it going again, to find the people who need to help it.